Part 2.
Can you think of any examples where you feel the facts have been twisted too far?
Well, I think the notion of whether a film, a historical film, has gone too far in presenting a dramatised fictional version of the truth is really a matter of personal taste. The danger is, with any historical film, that if that becomes the only thing that the audience sees on that subject, if it becomes the received version of the truth, as it were, because people don't always make the distinction between movies and reality and history, then obviously if that film is grossly irresponsible or grossly fantastic in its presentation of the truth, that could, I suppose, become controversial. I mean, if you know, I think that the only thing anybody is ever likely to know about Spartacus, for example, the movie, is Kirk Douglas and all his friends standing up and saying, I am Spartacus, which is a wonderful moment, and it stands for the notion of freedom, of individual choice, and so on. So Spartacus, a film made in 1962, I think, if memory serves, has become, I think, for nearly everybody who knows anything about Spartacus, the only version of the truth. Now, in fact, we don't know if any of that is true, really. There are some accounts of the historical Spartacus, but very, very few. And what virtually the only thing that's known about it is that there was a man called Spartacus and there was a rebellion and many people were crucified at the end of it, as in the film. Whether that's irresponsible, I don't know. I can't say that I think it is. I think in a way it's Spartacus is a film that had a resonance in the modern era. There are other examples. You know, a lot of people felt that the version of William Wallace that was presented in Braveheart was really pushing the limits of what history could stand. The whole, in effect, his whole career was invented in the film, or at least built on to such a degree that some people felt that perhaps it was more about the notion of Scotland as an independent country than it was about history as an authentic spectacle. But, you know, again, these things are a matter of purely personal taste. I mean, I enjoyed Braveheart immensely.